It makes sense that Antonia's little sister, Kylie, who will soon be 13, spends hours locked in the bathroom, crying over how ugly she is. Kylie is 1 inch short of 6 feet, a giant in her book. She's as skinny as a stork, with knees that hit against each other when she walks. Her nose and eyes are usually pink as a rabbit's from all the sobbing she's been doing lately, and she's just about given up on her hair, which is frizzed up from the humidity. To have a sister who is perfect, at least from the outside, is bad enough. To have one who can make you feel like a speck of dust with a few well-chosen mean words is almost more than Kylie can take. Part of the problem is that Kylie can never think of a smart comeback when Antonia sweetly inquires whether she's considered sleeping with a brick on her head or thought about getting herself a wig. She's tried. She's even practiced various mean put-downs with her one and only friend, a 13-year-old boy named Gideon Barnes, who's a master at the art of grossing people out, and she still can't do it. Kylie's the sort of tender spirit who cries when someone steps on a spider. In her universe, hurting another creature is an unnatural act. When Antonia teases her, all Kylie can do is open and close her mouth like a fish that's been thrown onto dry land before locking herself in the bathroom to cry once more. On quiet nights, she curls up on her bed, clutching her old baby blanket, the black wool one that still doesn't have a single hole, since it somehow seems to repel moths. All up and down the street, the neighbors can hear her weeping. They shake their heads and pity her, and some of the women on the block, especially the ones who grew up with older sisters, bring over homemade brownies and chocolate cookies, forgetting what a plateful of sweets can do to a young girl's skin, thinking only of their own relief from the sound of crying, which echoes through hedges and over fences. These women in the neighborhood respect Sally Owens, and what's more, they truly like her. She has a serious expression even when she laughs, and long dark hair, and no idea of how pretty she is. Sally's always the first parent listed on the snow chain, since it's best to have someone responsible in charge of letting other parents know when school will be closed in stormy weather, rather than one of those ditzy mothers who are prone to believe life will work itself out just fine without any intervention from somebody sensible. All over the neighborhood, Sally's well known for both her kindness and her prudent ways. If you really need her, she'll babysit for your toddler at a moment's notice on a Saturday afternoon. She'll pick your kids up at the high school or lend you sugar or eggs. She'll sit there with you on your back porch if you should find some woman's phone number written on a slip of paper in your husband's night table drawer, and she'll be smart enough to listen rather than offer some half-baked advice. More important, she'll never mention your difficulties again or repeat a word you say. When you ask about her own marriage, she gets a dreamy look on her face that's completely unlike her usual expression. "That was ages ago," is all she'll say. That was another lifetime.